My Mary Jane's been biting me for the past few minutes. That's sweet. You like my Mary Janes? Like the little black bows on them, nice and shiny? Well, this one's biting my instep. Ladies and gentlemen, if you will, please, help me reward a very talented young man who is one of the bright stars in the composing business and orchestrating business today, Mr. Quincy Jones. And I couldn't possibly think up any adjectives to introduce this next group, so I merely say the magnificent Count Basie and this great organization. I would very quickly like you to say hello to my pianist, Mr. Bill Miller, who's sitting right behind this little spinet over here. Charlie Greenface, did you dig that complexion? He's got a green sun lamp. It's the cocktail hour. For me, it is right now. Yeah, well, we're going down the line, and we're going to get a little Jack Daniel tonight. Because I want it known publicly that last night, I fell off the wagon.
I did.
I even smoked a couple of cigarettes last night. Who knows what evil lurks in the minds of men? The shadow do. Give me a finger like this. Oh, no, no. Let's get out of here. No, no, no. No, 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 no. No, next time around. Ladies and gentlemen, before leaving you, I'd like to leave you with a proverb that was handed down to me by General Lincoln. Not the Lincoln you know. Irving Lincoln, this guy's name is. We feel sorry for people who don't drink because when you get up in the morning, that's as good as you're going to feel for the rest of the day.